Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Okay. It's been one of the hottest summers that we've had in a while, after one of the coldest winters we've had in a decade. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show from Duquesne Light, we welcome Matt Nystein. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, you're going to help us save some money, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we try and focus on is affordable energy for all of our customers, whether that's giving out tips like today or customer assistance programs and budget billing programs.
All right, let's do it. Talk us through. So somebody's sitting there and they see their bills are going up because of the use, because of the heat we've had this summer and humidity. So what are some of the things we can do that are very practical to save money?
Sure. There are a few things you can do that don't cost you anything, quite honestly. Close your curtains and blinds on your windows, particularly on the south and west sides of your home. Sunlight equals heat, so the less sunlight that gets into your house, the cooler your house will be. Close off rooms that you're not using. Close the doors. Don't use them. Don't cool them. And use fans in the rooms that you are occupying to help move some of that cool air around. Unplug devices, electronic devices that you're not using in your home, whether those are, you know, toaster ovens in the kitchen or gaming systems in the living room. They all have a very low electricity draw that will creep up on your bill a little bit. Maintain your air conditioning. If you have an in-house air conditioner, change that filter. Dirty filters cause air conditioning units to work harder, so cleaner filters will draw less energy. And if you have an electric water heater, your hot water usage can be a contributor as well. So if you wash clothes with cold water instead of hot water, if you shave a minute off of your shower time, all these things can incrementally lead to lower energy use.
Yeah, and it's hard, though, as a family man or woman, for in the case, to try to get everybody to buy into this. I remember growing up, it used to be a big thing, turn the lights off, you know, in every room. Now, I know we have much greater energy efficient lighting in LED bulbs and that kind of thing. It helps a lot, doesn't it?
It does. And there's not just, it's not just bulbs, it's smart thermostats. And again, that's spending a little bit of money investing in the home, but smart thermostats can regulate your energy usage much more efficiently than the thermostats I think you and I probably grew up with. Smart technology is great. They're far better at managing your energy use for you than you would be manually turning switches off and on.
Yeah, and that you can program. So for people that don't know, the technology is there to be able to, A, you can run your thermostat with a Bluetooth an app on your phone, and then you can also ask about the most effective way to have the temperature monitored through your house and controlled. So when you're not there, you let it get a little warmer, and when you're home, you can cool it off a little bit more or anticipate your arrival back and forth, right?
Yeah, it'll set those times on nights, weekends. I mean, depending on how sophisticated you get, it will detect whether or not somebody is home. The lights are on in the home if it's connected into the Internet of Things. And I know we're getting highly technical here, but yeah, there are some really neat devices out there that really zero in on how much electricity you use, when you're using it, whether or not anybody is present, things like that. So take a look around if that's something that somebody might be interested in. We certainly encourage that.
Somebody asked a great question. We've heard about all the artificial intelligence demands on energy of the future, but since we're living in an area where we are fuel efficient and we've got a lot of, you know, compared to a lot of other regions, a lot of energy here, how in the future do you see us, will this help lower the bills for the region in general, do you think?
The advent of data centers?
I mean, no, the energy that we have here, and now the push to create more supply, will that help our region eventually, do you think, for just the average consumer? Will we get a break down the road?
We certainly hope so. We don't control the supply side of the equation, unfortunately. We only handle the distribution side. So the price is set for supplied energy and the amount of supplied energy, and you get into supply and demand principles there. In theory, yeah, more supply lessens the demand, and prices would then come down or stabilize. But unfortunately, that's before it ever gets to our grid.
Yeah, that's a really important thing, and I wanted to bring that up because people need to understand the utilities themselves are the distribution points. The suppliers are different, and people can choose suppliers, but you got to educate yourself to do that to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck.
Yeah, at the top of every bill, we break down the two major portions of everybody's bill are supply and distribution. And distribution is the part that Duquesne Light handles. We're responsible for those charges. But the supply half are charges that are set before we ever receive the electricity on our grid. Those costs are passed straight through to the customer, and we certainly advocate for those costs to be as low as we possibly can, but not a whole lot we can do about that part. That being said, our budget billing programs, our customer assistance programs apply to the entire bill, regardless of the distribution or supply charges. We want to try and help people with their overall bill, and we don't really worry about what half is which.
Yeah, we've learned that during our Dollar Energy Fund programs that we work with, and I know Duquesne Light's a big part of that as a utility. And one of the things we've also learned is to make sure if people are having an issue with their bill, to make sure that communication with your utility, whether it's Duquesne Light or otherwise, is crucial in maintaining that process.
Absolutely. We encourage people to contact our customer service center if they have any questions, any concerns about their usage, if they think it's too high or unfair. We have customer service representatives on the phone constantly helping people out with those issues. So absolutely, give us a call. It's 412-393-7100.
412-393-7100. Matt, great information this morning. Thank you. Stay cool.
Yeah, you do the same, Larry. Thank you.
With Duquesne Light, Matt Nystein. And coming up, we are going to check in with our meteorology team from AccuWeather and get an idea of what the weekend. By the way, it does look good for the weekend ahead, and how to break this heat and what we can expect in the next couple of days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.